Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. We're going to talk about the Giants and the Washington Redskins Sunday night at FedEx Field. Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon, joining us. And got to reamp it up here, Patty.
As my wife, a USC graduate, postgraduate, and Antrell Roll would say, fight on.
Fight on. Fuch joins us.
You know, Bobby, I wanted to bring something back that I kept seeing the other night. So I brought a friend with me this week because I want to know how, Mr. Garfalo, you allow this guy,
me,
this guy right here,
me,
to take the game from you. This basically, the Giants allowed this guy to keep coming on the field every 2 seconds, okay, and allowing this guy to lose a game for you 11 times.
Actually,
that's what I want.
No, here's the real reason.
And I want to know why he called the flag on Kiwanuka. That's what I want to know.
Well, listen.
Because it was an illegal play. But
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Other than that.
Well, the reason.
Maybe now.
Mike Garrett, you're messing everything up. You don't bring him in. I introduce him.
You're right, Bobby.
I haven't introduced him yet. Mike Garrett, follow Fox.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the introduction. You know, last time I was on with Tara Sullivan from the Bergen Record, it was nice, intelligent conversation. Now I got Carrot Top over here.
That was a good old day.
Forget about this guy and the penalties. The reason why the Giants lost the game, because that guy, when the Giants were in the red zone, didn't do that.
Yeah, there you go.
That was my final point. Thank you, Bob.
Do those arms go down at all? Do they have the...
You're right. Yeah, when you're talking about the Giants in the green zone, it's this. You're right about that.
I don't know what
you're right.
And by the way...
You know what?
Dump.
And you know what? It's got to stop. You can't allow...
What do you mean allow?
We
got it. Right? The previous two games, who had committed a total of four penalties. Here's what I think. Our team was so amped up after an 0-6 start to win four straight games and to be playing the Dallas Cowboys in a game.
Meaningful game.
A meaningful game for playoff consideration. I think it started with some of the comments that were made last week.
Yes, it did.
Right? And then it carried over into the game where we got penalties, unnecessary penalties, and Tom Coughlin talked about after the game, what do you take away from that devastating loss? Well, the biggest thing you take away from it is in a game of that magnitude, as you move along in the season, the bigger the game, the more important it is to maintain your poise and maintain your composure.
When
we did not do that.
When this team was 0-6 and started to string a couple of victories together, their whole thing was, shh, don't talk about us. And I would say, oh, you guys look good. No, I mean, don't. And all of a sudden, it went the other way.
I'm not going there exactly.
Only because four minutes to go,
you tie the game after your offense was horrendous for two quarters passing the football. Okay, they ran the ball. I mean, I wasn't talking. They tied the game up.
But that changes the mentality.
Their defense comes on the field. And Tony Romo singles that role on Bryant or on Austin because they put the safety on him back. And that's what the talking is. We get too carried away with this.
Listen, it gets overblown.
Exactly.
It does.
The fact, too carried away with this nonsense of talking.
But when you
play
bring
the game.
Up, when you bring up the penalties.
An indicator of poise and composure.
Yes.
The JPP stuff is BS. JPP BS. JPP wasn't trash talking, all right? Terrell Thomas on Friday when he guaranteed a victory. That qualifies as trash talking.
How about first and goal to nine and first and goal to five? That's not talking.
I agree.
That's something wrong with this team.
I agree with you.
There are multiple elements. There are a lot of things wrong in the form of injuries and stuff like this.
You want to know what's wrong with this team?
Go ahead, tell me.
The gift of the giving. That's what they should say. The Giants keep on giving the gift.
Every week, nine TDs.
This defense hasn't allowed.
You're all over the map, Bobby. Bring them in.
Yeah. Nine. What he's trying to say is nine touchdowns have been scored against the Giants this year when the defense was not on the field. 63 points.
That's
going to cost you games. And the game against the Cowboys was kind of microcosm of the entire season. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Your questions via Twitter after this here on Giants Online.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Sunday Night Football, Giants in Washington against the Redskins. All right, questions via Twitter at Giants. At Schweibercycler, Eli's been a different quarterback since last November. What can he do to get back to his old self?
Oof, I don't know. Get Hakeem Nicks back on the field.
There you go.
Look, well, that changes the whole complexion. Every time, we said it last year, we've said it before, when he's not there and you're not accounting for him,
yeah,
that changes how you defend everybody.
Exactly
right. No, and that, other than that,
right,
you know, the quarterback, is he forcing it? Is he doing all that? I don't know.
Look,
I mean, I just think that the complexion of the offense changes.
The O-line has gotten better, but you have to have your full complement of weapons to beat good football teams. They didn't have that. And that's what happened. They were able to show more attention to Victor Cruz.
But the Cowboys didn't have their full comp.
They've
had
Miles
a ton
back
of injuries.
Listen.
No, we're talking about defense against the Giants' offense.
If you would have told me we would have rushed for 200 yards and lost the football game.
Oh, and by the way, no interceptions?
I would have said, what?
I know.
How
does it happen?
Right.
Because the combination of the weather and no Hakeem Nicks
wind
allows
right
you to change your scheme and play these guys and get up in their face and not worry about beating.
And Mike Ditka, by the way.
What?
Apparently, Skandrick said he was watching the pregame, and Ditka's killing him, saying how Victor Cruz is going to own him. And he goes on the field and goes, I want that guy. I want that guy.
Oh, so talk does have something to do with it.
Oh, how about that?
It motivated Skandrick to
cover
Cruz, which I don't believe, but that's what he said.
All right, you've only talked out of both sides of your mouth so far.
At EJ DeVoe asks, why didn't the Giants keep running the ball against the Cowboys' defense on Sunday?
They did. 200 yards. I mean, when? I mean, at some point,
he was talking about the green zone.
I know what you're
saying. But they did on first and goal at the four.
They lost 6 yards.
Listen, everybody's an offensive coordinator on Sunday. You know that, how it works, especially when the play doesn't work. Everybody has a better play. Why didn't you pass? You lost 6 yards. Interception, why didn't you run?
The play's not called from the sideline, and that's the play.
Well, that's
a lot
a
of times
question
it changes
that's
based
a great question
on what you're
just like the two-point conversion.
Right.
Was a pass play,
right,
but then when Eli saw the defensive configuration,
right,
and if he doesn't score,
right,
why'd they run the ball?
Absolutely. But that's a good point, Bobby.
The third and goal from the 10
was, that
was
a change
an
up
option play. Yeah, Eli checked to the
–
he
go
thought, as he said on Monday, I thought I could get the running back one-on-one with the safety and get a touchdown.
And that is not Gilbride's problem.
At NY Dave Perez, why did the defense go back to the style of play that wasn't working earlier in the year?
What does that mean?
They really didn't.
Right.
They gave up 17 points in the game.
The only thing that changed in that game – was that they were playing a starting quarterback at the end of the game who's capable.
Oh God.
No,
oh,
that's not.
Wait a minute. You have to. No. At the end of the game, you've got to give credit to Tony Romo for executing that drive.
I give credit to Tony Romo for four
that's
quarters.
That's a starting quarterback for you.
Well, and
that's not.
I know.
The quarterback we saw with the Packers, that's not the quarterback we saw with the Raiders.
That's not
the quarterback we saw with the Vikings.
And
Tony Romo got it done.
And he wasn't playing the secondary that those guys played against.
Right. Listen, on the first third down conversion on that last drive, the Giants did blitz.
Yes.
They didn't get there. Then the four-man rush didn't get there. You could make the case in the third one, why didn't they bring more pressure when they had the ball?
Because the pressure can't get there if you can't cover long enough for it to get there. And they did. They came off the left side in that play you were talking about, and they didn't get there.
Tony, Romo, watch. They put Roll, who had to play.
Tremaine McBride is on the sideline.
Who would have thought Tremaine McBride's injury would be the biggest difference in the Giants' season?
Well, on top of the other injuries, yeah.
In that game.
I know.
They exposed that.
Absolutely.
And that's not Roll's. He had to play nickel.
All right, RC Kane 33. If the Giants miss the playoffs for the fourth time in 5 years, is there a feeling of missed opportunities?
No. I thought you were going
missed
somewhere
opportunities.
Else.
Of course it's missed opportunities.
Yes.
Of course. I mean, you want to hear about the missed opportunity? The Philly game. Because if you win the Philly game, which you should have won, you know, the Cowboy game, you lose the pain a little bit, but you couldn't. You had to be perfect against the Cowboys because of missed opportunities and that six-game losing streak.
There's no season that this team has had around here where they've missed the playoffs, which this is as close as you're going to get, where it's been you know, a 3-13, never in it kind of season. This
right.
Again, this was looked like it was going to be it,
right.
But then this team clawed its way back. They're not out, by the way. Something
right.
could still happen. But,
yeah,
there's going to be missed opportunities because you're always in it when the turkey's on the table. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Enjoy your turkey,
hey,
everybody.
Can you ask your friend why Dez Bryant wasn't a catch? I don't know. I still don't know why that wasn't a catch.
It wasn't a catch, I guess. We're going to take a timeout. They looked at it upstairs, and they said don't even review it. We're going to talk more about the Giants and Redskins after this here on Giants Online on Giants.com.
MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. It's funny how things change in a year.
Tell us.
So the Giants play the Redskins in Washington on December the 1st of 2013. On December the 3rd of 2012, the 7-4 Giants went to the 5-6 Redskins. The Giants had a million opportunities to win that game.
Yes.
They handed that game to Washington. Had they won that game, most likely they're going to win the division, and Washington's out. It's amazing how things have changed in the span of a year.
Game of inches. And we're sharing a brain because I was down at the Redskins game the other night. Hey, well, if you're going to share a brain with anybody on this set, congratulations that it's me. So I'm down there the other night and I'm looking at this and I'm looking at this offense and he being RG3, is being forced to be a pocket passer now. He's got no confidence. That entire team has no confidence. Some of the other stuff may be getting blown.
Not protecting him very well either, by the way.
But he's sitting
there. The line
there,
hasn't changed that much.
Right. And he can't make the throws.
And you know, here's the other thing.
Got Alfred Morris?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
But here's the other thing about it that's interesting. The Giants, if they win that game, they lost 17-16. They're probably going to make the playoffs. And the Redskins are almost mathematically eliminated. He gets hurt the next week against Baltimore, Robert Griffin III. Mm-hmm. They don't try to put him back in the game most likely, and he probably doesn't play the rest of the season, which has led to his bad year this year because they tried to limp him out there. He played in the playoff game. They rushed him back.
It's amazing how things are just, like you said, it's one game, it's one couple of plays here and there.
I think it was like a Will Beattie penalty that got the Giants out of field goal range late.
And this is not the same offense that they faced last year, the Giants defense this year, because RG3 is not running the ball.
Well, he's getting chased down by guys like Justin Smith.
Right, and he's not running that option play where you're worried about him taking off. He's just not
doing
it. And
their passing game last year was built off that option play where they would run the play action and they had the linebackers would be up and you'd hit it right over the top of their head.
Hey, run the ball. And he doesn't want to run the ball.
And when we talked to the Giants defense last year about that, they would say, well, that's part of the frustration, is it's not an overly complex scheme. You're like, oh, we could stop this. We just got, okay, but then once you're on the field. But they don't have that right now. And you've got to get down there and you've got to punch him right in the mouth and remind them that they don't have it.
Tom Coughlin's message this week.
Shut up, right?
That was part of it.
But not just that, but
no
just
penalties?
Looking at the rest of the season.
Right.
I mean, pretty sound message.
Yeah. We're going to keep playing.
Right.
There's a lot to play for.
Inside the 20-yard line also.
You got him going on that one.
Yeah.
What I liked is he said, listen, we're always going to strive, and we got some ways to go here. We're always going to strive for the perfect game. We haven't come close to playing a complete game this year.
Right.
So forget about playoff scenarios, and we got a game to win this week, and we're still searching for a complete game. And that's a lot of motivation.
All right, prediction for this week.
Well, me and my buddy here, we're looking at a Giants victory. This is a Redskin team that I think is in a lot of trouble in the locker room or on the field. If you can limit the penalties and score in the green zone, this guy, I'm putting him away, 25-7 Giants.
25-7. Interesting number. All right, Mike.
I can't. Having watched that team closely in Washington the other night, I cannot pick that team right now. I don't think it's going to be. I think you got a decent number there other than the fact that it's 25.
Thank you, Swami.
I'll go 24-7. That's, you know, a real football number.
Okay.
All right, we're done. Enjoy the game.
Let's go play ball.
All right.
Let's play a complete game.
Happy,
let's try that one on
happy
for
Turkey
side.
Day, Mr.
Happy
Hanukkah.
Thanksgiving and happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, too.
Yeah.
We're lighting the candles.
Don't eat too much there, buddy.
All right, we're done. That wraps it up for this week's show. For Pat and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Enjoy the game on Sunday night. We'll see you next week.